Encountering a worrying trend recently amongst website owners where more of them are saying, I need an iPhone version of my website. And that worries me a lot because, okay, you needed an iPhone version of the website, and then Apple have brought out the iPad, which is selling remarkably well. So do we now need an iPad version of your website? And what about when Apple produce another new gizmo in the future? Are we going to need a version for that? And then what about the Android users that are a growing market segment? Are we going to have to do a separate version for them? What about BlackBerry that are trying to make a comeback at the moment? Are we going to do a separate version for them? And so on and so on and so on. By talking in terms of individual brands, like I'm going to do an iPhone website, you're actually creating a rod for your own back, something that's very difficult to maintain over the long term. And that actually what you need to be looking at instead is the idea of producing something that works across all mobile platforms. Now, there is also a movement within the web design community to say you shouldn't even be doing that, that you should actually you build your website in such a way that as the browser window scales down to something smaller like you have on a mobile device, your design rejigs itself to work on that device, or that the site degrades gracefully if it can't support all the bells and whistles that your current site has. But I have a problem with that. I actually do think there is a value in having a mobile version of your site, because just rejigging your current website isn't really taking into account things like context. Context is incredibly important with mobile users. They're going to want different things. So, for example, the chances are if someone's looking up your website when they're out and about on the road on their mobile device, they're probably looking for your contact information because they're trying to reach you, or for prices if you were an e-commerce site. That kind of thing. So mobile websites, I think, are very different and need to be built as a separate application. But I don't think we should be building multiple versions for different platforms. I think that's a dangerous road to go down and one that you will regret. Now, you might be thinking, well, I know that the iPhone dominates the market at the moment. So I'm just building for that. I don't care about other devices. And I can understand that from a business perspective, that kind of makes sense. You go for the big market segment. But a lot of people said the same thing about Internet Explorer back in the day. That a lot of people said, well, there's no point of designing for other platforms because Internet Explorer has something like a 90% market share. Of course, we now live in a very different world where Internet Explorer's market share is really quite low. So that then means that a lot of people have had to rebuild their sites, and there are some corporations that are still suffering from that decision to go IE only today, that they can't upgrade their internal browsers within their organizations because there are a lot of applications that they use that are built on that platform and that platform alone. So there's a danger of being platform specific, and I would warn against it. So, sure, get a mobile version of your website. I think there's a real value in doing a different version for mobile users, but don't tailor it for each and every individual device that comes along.